So you've been getting complaints about me talking about Smash Brothers and just not sex things?
Not complaints. You know, we both go off on our hyperfixations. Can you grab my coffee over there?
Yeah.
Not complaints. It's just the pussy eaters have come to expect a certain cadence with our releases.
Oh, okay.
As it were. But it's all good.
Not Oscotron?
No, Oscotron is great. I did not upload that to the CP feed, but it is on the on Winning Time tapes if anybody wants to know the predictions for the 2025 Oscars.
Yeah.
Which I also realized as a note, we should start saying what today's date is when we're recording.
Sure.
Because I think that's confusing people too.
Well, the last one, if you were listening to the Winning Time tapes, Oscar predictions, that was recorded February 19th, 2015.
Yes. So just so people know that we've introduced time travel into the chaotic pussy universe.
Yeah. And Green Quinnell only come back as characters. He'll never be himself again on the show.
So you throw in the Brain Destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon. I hate fucking whiskey, sir. I couldn't stop it. Fucking three or five, right?
Wow. I'm CM Punk, and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow. Money blow.
Oh, yeah. The clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
So that being said, it's
March 6, 2025.
So Thursday.
Is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Whatever that fucking means. I'm not Christian.
I remember being in elementary school and seeing kids with shit on their foreheads and being like, what the fuck is happening? And then like, because I went to just, you know, Protestant church. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And like, you know, people be like, oh, it's a religious thing. And I'm like, even at like 8 years old, I'm like, that seems really dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I went to church as like a 3 or 4 year old four times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I just remember being bored out of my mind and going, where's the goldfish?
We had donut holes.
What?
My church fucking owned. Shout outs to New Life Community Church if you're still doing it. Hayden, Idaho. They're probably full of Nazis, or always were, but at least back then, Pastor Bruce, dude, Bruce Miles holding it down. That's the thing, right? It's like with church, you have like a charismatic leader that gets up and like teaches you something every week and like reminds you to stay mindful and present.
Some sort of anecdote that also can relate to Bible verses and whatnot.
Yeah. And like, I don't think that's all bad.
No.
At all. Like, it's like a community leader.
Yeah, it's like, ideally, you know, churches should be seen as, you know, the place of, like, just being a good person. It's just that sometimes we have figures that get publicized that try to tell you that Jesus actually wanted you to kill every homeless person.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, that's what's been interesting in the last decade or so. Like, basically, since my brother and I have been adults, my folks have not gone to church. From my understanding, they're still they are both believers, and but it's like largely because it's been full of like right wing weirdos that like clearly are like living in sin.
Yeah.
As far as like not loving their neighbor, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I get that, you know, the average American reads at like a sixth grade level, but so I don't blame them for not having read the fucking book, but like at the same time, like you're going against exactly everything the man stood for.
Yeah.
You know, the money lenders are in the temple now and we are just giving them all of our personal data. Well, instead of throwing them out, like, Jesus himself would have done. We're just like, hey, here's my social security number. Well, do with it what you will.
The data has been a new thing, but the church, the Pope, has been a profitable business for centuries.
Yeah. Well, Catholicism has its own issues. I'll let the, we'll have to get a Catholic on the podcast, or a recovering Catholic.
Fox?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of friends that are, like, grew up in the Catholic Church that are no longer there, and they, you know, we were talking about, pussy right before we started recording.
Yeah.
Most of the women that I've been with that tend to be wanting to explore things in the bedroom grew up ultra Catholic.
Uh-huh.
Because they were told, like, it's just so repressive as far as sex and sexuality goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was it we were yapping about, right? And I said we should put a pin in this. We were talking about...
I don't know. You said sexual exploration and religion, so I just immediately thought of soaking.
Soaking, for those that aren't uninformed, is a Jehovah's...
Yeah, and Mormon.
Jehovah's and Mormons. Yeah, more Mormons. I always confused the two. We had both in my town growing up.
They're about the same.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the branches, they're about the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, you know, if, say, a male and female partner are on a bed, the male does not move but is inside the girl, and then they just have the bed moves for them where they just try to rock the bed.
You have like a hump. What's the, there's a term for the friend that moves the bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a hump bumper or something. So yeah, I don't know where this stuff starts. Sorry to cut you off, but I don't know where this stuff starts as far as like, it sounds initially like it's just like an internet bit.
Yeah.
And then you talk to enough Mormons and they're like, no, that's a real thing.
It's like the Family Guy fucking the ear type thing.
Not familiar, but.
I think Meg was supposed to be like dating a Mormon, and this could be all fucking wrong, but then it's just like, oh, my boyfriend won't have sex with me, but like God didn't say anything about the ear.
Ah. Yeah. Well, I think that's playing on the bit of like anal sex.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you can fuck in the ass, but the pussy is for Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How ironic.
I guess we should disclose that we're both nearly full on our refractory periods right now. You said it's about been 3 days since you've let the demons out.
No, like one and a half.
But that's still for a 25-year-old man. 26.
25.
25-year-old man. That is a long time. I think it's been 48 hours for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I started this. I was telling you before we started recording, but my brother's got me on like this testosterone booster.
Yeah.
Which has kind of gotten me back in the gym, which is nice. I've never gotten my like T levels like tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's partially because I have such masculine traits that I was like, there's no way my testosterone's low.
you're bald, bearded.
Bald, bearded, deep buff. Voice. I was trying to think of a funny cap there.
Bald, buff, beautiful.
Extremely homosexual.
Yeah.
So gay that I will fuck anything that walks. Or so filled up with testosterone.
That's high T, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's gotten me back in the gym, which has been nice. But it also, you know, there's definitely like an increased libido.
Yeah.
And I've always been a horny fuck, but like now I'm kind of just like, I feel like it's a challenge to like harness it. Like I feel like Goku or something, like being filled with like the energy of the planet, but like my skin is starting to crack and like it's like, I'm going to explode unless I learn how to control it.
Yeah. It's funny thinking of like. Ejaculate as a spirit bomb of like all potential children.
My giant's key spirit bomb of cum. Yeah.
Children, lend me your energy as I defeat the demons.
I need me a Bulma shoddy cosplaying shoddy to roll Dude. To do this to do this fantasy with for real.
Yeah.
Who are you? So how familiar are you with Dragon Ball characters? Have you watched the show?
So you've unlocked this autism. This is one of the seven things I know.
One of your seven Dragon Balls of autism.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like DBZ or
yep.
Okay.
And,
like the whole thing.
And I pretty much know what happens in GT. And Super.
Mm.
I haven't watched, what is it, Daima is the new one?
Oh, is that the newest show?
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
I didn't know Super ended.
Yeah, Super ended.
Okay, it was like four seasons or something.
Yeah, it ended in 2018.
I've watched a good amount of Super. Most of my familiarity, like with most nerdy things, is like reading a Wikipedia or entry.
Or had a friend in like middle school or something. Or
that no? was into it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Dragon Ball, because like I grew up, you know, it was all white kids where I grew up. And Dragon Ball, if you're
big
not
Mexican
aware,
thing.
Just black and brown folks in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
they have statues of him in Mexico.
Yeah, Sonic and Dragon Ball are like the two things that like... Yeah, there are white autistic kids that are into
sure,
it.
Sure.
But like, it's every black kid fucking loves Goku. But yeah, I... it was my time working on the game truck.
Oh, sure. And there was a Dragon Ball game.
There was a Dragon Ball game, but like you're doing
like fighters.
You're doing you're doing birthday parties for kids in El Dorado Hills. You're doing birthday parties for kids in Elk Grove.
Yeah.
The kids in El Dorado Hills were like Minecraft kids, you know, and Call of Duty kids mostly. And then Elk Grove, you could put on like Dragon Ball FighterZ and kids would be fucking losing their goddamn minds. And
yeah.
So just seeing that, you know, it's all anecdotal or whatever, but. And then working in schools, you just notice what clothes kids are wearing. So you have something to talk to them about. It's usually black kids rocking Goku merch.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you knew me like sixth grade, mm-hmm. I thought Bulma was the hottest fictional character.
She's fucking hot, bro.
Yeah.
There's like, there's some times where Toriyama.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
him and Lynch gone in 1 year apart is crazy to me.
Oh, was he 2024 as well?
Yeah, he was 2024.
Damn. And then it was the Berserk guy, Muria,
mm-hmm.
I think was the year prior. But yeah, Toriyama, his art is incredible. But there definitely were, especially I imagine those the older programs, there were times where it was pretty horny.
Oh, and Dragon Ball? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Fucking, literally Roshi is watching Bulma take a shit. That's part of the show.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
No, it's so horny, Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I've watched a good amount of Super, and I've always kind of been a Vegeta guy.
Dude, I came into it as like, you know, a fucking fourth grader, so of course I'm all about Vegeta.
Yeah, he's the one who, you know, was the initial antagonist.
Yep.
And then anti-hero, basically, pushing our main character Goku to constantly be better and challenge him and, you know, push past his limits. And then sometimes he lets his anger and aggression get the better of him. But then he has a son.
Fucking Cell Saga.
Yeah. He has a son. You know, the other part that I've learned a lot of Dragon Ball from Cell Saga reminded me of this is the Mega 64 videos. Have you seen those? The Sweeted videos that they've done where they do like Dragon Ball Cell Saga in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I've seen channels that have done this concept.
You might have seen them already. It's the live action, and they basically act out the entire saga in like 5 to 10 minute segments. It's incredible.
I've seen things that like this is basically Dragon Ball like Cell Saga, and it's really derpy cartoons doing the whole scene in like 5 minutes.
No, that's a little too autistic. This is a little less autistic. There's like some directors involved. You know, there's some lighting, you know, that sort of thing. Not just my scribbles while I'm in math class.
Well, it'd be like a Smiling Friends type of
drawings. Okay, yeah. Not to diminish, you know, animation at all, but
I think it's more respectable than live acting Dragon Ball.
The Mega 64, but it's Sweeted, which is Sweeded, which is a term for all of the effects are in camera. So they do a lot of it's all practical effects. Uh-huh. So like they're doing like, you know, Kamehamehas, but it's using like a light source that's like behind the
actor's hands.
Yeah, it's incredible actually. If you want to check it out,
So I grew up with Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
Rebecca's into it now because on YouTube there was this thing called a Bridge series.
Yes.
So I showed her the Dragon Ball Bridge after she showed me some other anime's a Bridge, and me and her got addicted to it. So all of our Dragon Ball stuff comes from that a Bridge series that I think it's Team Four Star made.
Hell yeah.
Huh. This is a new feeling. Pride in someone else. Unfortunately, it's overshadowed by all this unyielding rage!
Yeah, like, so I don't know at what point you make the transition from, like, seeing Goku, basically summon all the energy of the planet to destroy. Who is it that he's even spirit bombing in that scene?
He's spirit bombing initially Frieza.
Right.
And he's using energy from the surrounding planets because Frieza killed everything on this planet.
Right.
And then against Boo at the end, he's pulling energy from the like the whole universe pretty much.
Yeah, and people are putting up their hands. Yeah. So like, yeah.
So
that's basically what it feels like after I haven't busted for a couple of days. I've been trying to figure out what dating looks like for me nowadays, because it's like, you know, I'm 36 years old.
Yeah.
I'm probably not getting married anytime soon.
No.
But I'm also, as I was saying on a previous episode, I'm like too old and too weird with like my values. Like I'm so outside the norm. I actually was just talking to this gal on the bay the other day, she asked me, she's like, is it hard for you to date? She's like, because I find, and she's really into like the kink scene.
Yeah.
Like heavily involved, like has like a Instagram page with a bunch of, you know, tens of thousands of followers about this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, was like talking about how it's really hard for her to date because of her politics. Like she's a communist and it's like, I can't, like people show up in these spaces that are, they're using it as a way to escape reality for a lot of folks, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's also BDSM and kink is a great way to,
talk about power
or process emotions or feelings or trauma. Like it is therapeutic.
Yeah.
Like truly. And those are all great things. But then also it's like, well, where does this trauma come from? Mm-hmm. It's not just your dad was mean.
Yeah.
You know, like there are things above that, you know, influence us.
Yeah.
And so that's where she's struggling to find connection and be as well. So I don't know, her and I haven't linked up yet. She's told me drive out anytime. And I'm like, all right, we'll make it happen at some point. But, you know, we're both neurodivergent, so it's hard to get that to sync up as well.
I feel like it almost, for your type, it's going to become easier just because as 9-year-olds, we are fed more just like sexual information earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, kids at the school we work with have heard a bunch of fucking words that they don't know mean, but yeah, like know that it's funny because it's sexually related.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also I think as those kids get older, there are some that'll fall into like Andrew Tate and become just unfuckable because they're an asshole.
Yeah.
But then there are others that are going to be a anxious, neurodivergent communist.
Sure.
So I think more of them are coming up.
The schism is happening as we speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes,
you're going one way or another. Which way, Western man?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it'll definitely become clear to most people at a certain point that socialists fuck better. And
yeah.
And if that's what gets men into the movement, sure. I mean, it is problematic at a certain point. If you're in a leftist space and all you're doing trying to do is fuck, like that's certainly been a thing in the last 10 years or so. That's why a lot of orgs fall apart, actually, is because of men getting a little too horny.
And then you're talking about, like, reply guys who just on every picture is like, oh, I respectfully very much like your dress today.
Can you?
It's just the horniest thing of all time.
Can you not, if you're going to call me out, can you just call me out directly instead of alluding to some?
Don't worry, I don't follow you, so I don't know if you're doing this.
Bro, I've been in the comment sections recently. I'm not going to lie. Well, I realize that's like, if I want to connect, not just like with a person or whatever, but just with like letting myself be known to a community. It's like, yeah, you have to post.
I think just when replying to a picture,
yeah,
to me, go to the DM, in my opinion, yeah, and not like post for everyone to see. Like I'm trying to be like a complimentary guy.
Being a public simp is pretty good though.
Is it?
Yeah. Like in the sense of like, I will say like, thank you for this blessing with like, with like the praying hands emojis. Yeah. Like we're not worthy. You like, cause you have to go fully gay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh yes, queen. You know, yeah, like, but like, then if you were to click on my profile, it's like, oh, this guy isn't that.
Sure.
Totally.
Yeah. No, he,
I mean, I have a full face of makeup on and some photos and stuff. I'm not like, you right, know.
Right. Well, also then like they go to your page and they see what you're following and it's just very aggressively horny stuff. Yeah. Not this complimentary nice guy.
Well, my main account is not super horny.
Sure, sure, sure.
I mean, I follow attractive people, but they yeah, also have good politics.
Yeah.
The podcast page, on the other hand,
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah,
just all horny for the most part.
Yeah.
And other like podcast content creator type stuff, you know, to try and I'm trying to build, you know, a network so we can collab at some point with people, you know?
Yeah.
There's this page, I forget his handle. Actually, let me look it up real quick. But his sign off is real play a shit.
Yeah.
Have I shown you some of that guy's videos?
I don't think so.
He is definitely coming from a place. So just to set it up, it's just guy talking into camera and he has a backwards hat on and sunglasses, like mm, the fucking, you know, Oakleys, like Oakley yeah, sunglasses. He's wearing like a big gold chain, white dude.
Okay.
White dude, big gold chain and like a wife beater.
Yeah.
Can we still say wife beater?
I think you could still say it, but just I think people are going to take it more literally.
It's not a tank top.
Is it not?
Technically, yes, but a tank top could be like a merch drop from like your favorite influencer. This is the thing he picked up at Walmart for $5.
I'll call it a wife blesser.
A wife blesser. There you go. He's wearing his wife blesser.
Thank you, Ned Flanders.
And he's giving like incredible relationship advice for men.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming, it's clearly coming from an educated place. Basically just picture like the and here's another outdated term, Wigga. The most Wigga person you've ever known in your life, but they're speaking to you.
I love putting it with W, but then also soft A-ing it.
Well, I've never said a hard R in my life, Cameron. Okay, that's not how.
Well, I mean, with the W, I didn't send you with, you know, full gamer word. I don't think you've ever said that.
Hold on, I just had it here.
Play a move. Don't pretend what you got going on ain't really what you got going on. If you are seeing a girl for 3+ months in a monogamous fashion, she is your girlfriend. You are, in fact, dating her. Do not fear the stigma. If it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out. But at least you were true about it. Too many people live in in-between land. I call this non-player territory. This actually puts unnecessary stress on the relationship that would otherwise not exist if you gave it a pure shot. Real play shit.
Although, fucking, as you look that up,
yeah,
playing Civilization 6 with high school friends, one friend I had who was white, whenever they conquered a town, they did change the name to N-Wordville, N-Word Town, N-Word, you know, Cope.
This is like sophomore year of high school or something?
Junior year
of
high school.
Yeah. Edgelord shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. We would have that like in the games we would play. I don't know if any guy ever changed their name to N-word stuff because we didn't roll like that. But like, there was definitely a lot of like homophobic jokes. We had, I'll tell this story. We had a LAN party in high school. We did this all the time. We would, you know, a LAN party for the uninformed is where you would bring your desktop computers together and play video games. And it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Warcraft, Counter-Strike, World of Warcraft, you know. All the stuff. And, and also because we're all teenage boys with internet connections, a lot of times we're, you know, playing pranks on each other that involved either gross images or pornographic images.
Yeah.
And at one point, one of the fellas pulled up a video of some pornography. And I don't know if he was showing it off to somebody. I think it was my recollection is that the man in the video had a very large penis.
Sure.
Like an abnormally large penis.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we were all geeked up on Mountain Dew, and we took this as an opportunity to tease this other young man about enjoying this pornography.
Enjoying the large penis.
Simply because there was a large penis in it.
Yes.
And he did not appreciate that. It got to such a point, it was very heated, because our one buddy, who was his closest friend, he just kept saying to him, like, God, I'm forgetting the phrase now, but he had something over and over again. He was repeating like, big dicks, big dicks, big dicks. Like everything the guy would say would just like, oh yeah, you love big dicks? You love big dicks? And this is in the middle of like playing video games, right? Yeah. It's just the normal bullshit.
Yeah.
But this guy's like definitely upset. And he says at one point very clearly, he says, I'm not gay. And if you keep talking, I'm going to punch you. Like he's getting like very upset.
Yeah. The gayest thing you could say in that moment.
So yeah. Yes. So it was tense enough that we all kind of got quiet for a few minutes. And we're booting up another game of Warcraft 3. And when you're in the lobby, you can customize your name.
Yeah.
And there's also a character limit, so you can't type out a whole thing.
Yeah.
And the one friend joins the lobby, name in all caps,
big dicks,
I'm not gay, punch yo. Because he couldn't finish the,
you.
That was the character limit. I'm not gay, punch yo. I swear to God. The homie stands up, runs over, just slugs him in the arm like 3 times as hard as he can. And we're just like, fuck, dude. And so I think I don't remember. I think he went outside or went to get Taco Bell or something after that as like a breather. And then we were able to finish the rest of the night. But sure, I'm not gay, Poncho is still a bit amongst me and some of my friends. It's so fucking good.
That's so funny.
But yes, anyways, this Instagram account is a blank sheet, blanksheet, period, playa, playa.
Blanksheet.playa?
Blanksheet.playa.
Okay.
And I don't know how long the account's been around. I think I got on it pretty early. But he is giving 1 to 2 minute talks that should be shown in every middle school classroom.
Okay.
They are, because he's not perverted. It's not, it's like, it's a very, it's using like counselor, like
academic classy
language, but real player shit, like talking about it. So like I said, I'll have to find a good clip and send you one for you to insert it. But
it's like a person who is like part of working the DARE program, but was trying to be extra cool by doing the New Jersey white.
Yes, but actually with good advice, not.
Well, yeah. With
Not, weed will fucking kill you and your whole family.
Yeah.
And make you want to kill your whole family. But yeah, that's been incredible. So that's the type of stuff I follow, like, on our Instagram page, because I'm trying to, you know, I haven't reached out to Blank Sheet Playa yet, but I feel like if I could get him on the pod.
Yeah, is he local?
I have no idea. I specifically have not researched anything about him. Okay. I kind of like staying in the dark because he's clearly putting on a character.
Sure, sure, sure.
If he's really this from the streets and has this level of like, I mean, maybe I've got the wrong read on it, but I feel like he's doing a bit.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah. The similar to the story of I'm Not Gay Punchio. this isn't my friends. And one thing that sucks about doing this and knowing that someone you know listens to it is that you can't, like, just say for the sake of this, me and my friends do this, like, because then they're going to message you and cut you out on it, which kind of cuts the story a bit, but...
I mean, everyone that I just talked about in that story, I don't know if they listen to the podcast, at least one guy does, and he's going to love it.
Yeah.
But he was not the one that was I'm Not Gay Punchio.
The guy
who's I'm Not Gay Punchio is actually... I think he's in a better place. Him and I kind of lost touch. We're still on socials. But if he does listen to the pod, what up, Sean? But I think he does. I think he would find that story funny nowadays, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so there's a group of friends that I've been told had this thing where just again, someone was bothering somebody and eventually like kicked them off the server because they were in separate houses. This was not couch gaming. And he comes back. And all lowercase, mysterious N-word, and it was a picture of Morpheus. And we're just like, who the fuck is this guy?
What game was this?
I don't know if it was Counter-Strike or something, but just like someone rejoined the server as that
was the
after getting kicked off.
Was the server a public server where anyone could have joined?
Yeah,
so you wouldn't okay.
Yeah, because he was initially, his account name was just Bob, all lowercase.
So it truly was a mysterious man.
Yes.
We're like, who knows?
Yeah.
What was the fallout there?
These weren't middle schoolers. These were people like in their early 20s. So they just all saw the picture of Morpheus and started typing the same way and just found it funny and just doing the same bit again, just on a different account.
How did the Matrix come into your, cause I was alive when the Matrix was released.
I was not.
You were not.
I watched it on a plane a couple years ago. It was one of four movies I saw on a plane.
As an adult?
I was 18.
Okay, so like it had no influence on like your media consumption as a teenager whatsoever.
I knew about like Red Pill, Blue Pill, and like doing the Matrix was dodging something while leaning back.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but like I kind of knew everything the Matrix was. I just never sat down and watched
My entire early teen years was defined by cool action movies like that were basically John Woo inspired. I never really watched a lot of John Woo stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like The Matrix. There's a Christian Bale film, Equilibrium. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically just 1984, but with bullet time.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Equilibrium, like we haven't expanded the Chaotic Pussy franchise yet to where we are doing, you know, watch alongs or like movie commentary. Equilibrium would be an incredible movie to talk over.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, when guys do that, is it ever with movies they haven't seen before? It's usually with movies guys have seen a number of times, right?
Yeah, because like Riff Tracks do movies they've seen.
Yeah.
The Chapo people definitely have done movies they've
seen. Same thing with Red Letter Media, yeah.
Yeah, MST3K, like they watched the horrible film like four times beforehand to write the jokes out.
That makes sense, yeah. I don't know, maybe we'll have to actually get together. We'll have to show each other movies. Maybe we have like a Sunday or something where we just watch movies that we thought were really fucking cool at 15 years old.
Yeah.
And see if they still hold up.
Yeah. Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially with maybe like the Monday or Sunday before you fly out during spring break.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
Man. Back to sex? Is that where we're at?
I'm always thinking about it.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking about if there was anything funny that happened. I mean, I already ranted about this on my Instagram story, but the fucking Democrats wearing pink at the Trump thing. Did you see any of that?
No, I don't follow local shit because I just feel like it's pointless.
Local shit being anything that's within the United States of America?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything on this, anything on this continent? Yeah. Did you see in the Serbian parliament?
Yes, then? I did see that. Okay, I did see that.
In Serbia, in their parliament, they were throwing fucking tear gas and smoke grenades. Yeah. To, you know, who knows what it doesn't matter what the issue was or what party was doing it.
It was
it's
opposing
just like,
government in some
it's
way.
It's just like, hey, you're doing some fuck shit that I don't agree with. I'm going to do something that's going to disrupt this entire thing.
Yeah.
And shout outs to Al Green actually standing up and being like, yo, shaking his fucking cane, being like, fuck you, dude. And they had him escorted out. And then Democratic leadership, you know, tells everyone with their, you know, pink pussy jackets on or whatever. And it's just like, we're going to be civil. We're going to stay seated and hold up our signs quietly.
Yeah, as the children get beaten and arrested.
Oh, my God. Like, you know, their constituents are being fired from their jobs and losing health care. And
yeah,
it's just so fucking disgusting. Like, I think we're at a point, truly, if you are a Democratic Party loyalist still at this point, like, there is no saving you.
You are... If you are that, you are between the ages of 45 and 65.
Yeah, you'll be dead before the actual internment camps fully get up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't actually matter. But you would be the people who are like, yeah, silently protesting while they're hanging the trans children in the streets. Like, you're fucking disgusting. Like, it's just so gross. Yeah. And so Trump was up there, you know, he was talking about, you know, protecting children, of course. Something about, like, he, like, had, like, a child that had, like, survived brain cancer that was there. Meanwhile, he's also talking about, like, in the next sentence, like, defunding programs that research childhood cancers.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's just so, like...
Oh, also, just, like, how many times am I gonna see, like, protect children from people who are queer, but then also, here's a priest who raped his own daughter.
Stand and applause, because he's a man of the cloth. I don't think this was like an official State of the Union address even. It was just a, hey, I want to get in front of some cameras. Because I don't think you normally do it this early into a administration, from my understanding.
I think March, April is normally the right time.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. But it just felt, yeah, it was just a bunch of nonsense and I don't know. I'm someone who's never going to watch any of those things without someone there with me to like lampoon it or like critique it as well. Sometimes that's just like a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
But like that level of like propaganda and nonsense, I think is really bad to just take straight to the dome, like unfiltered. Yeah. But yeah, Al Green got, like I said, ejected or whatever, but you know, there's always going to be one person that we can be like, oh, look at this guy. But it's like, it's still not enough. Like, he got to yell at him, which was cool. And he got to disrupt it a little bit where, from what the clips that I saw, Trump was like visibly a little shaken. But it still doesn't really stop the shit.
Yeah. I told you this about like every third post I'm seeing now on Twitter is like a J.D. Vance Photoshop.
Yeah.
That, I think, has replaced people, every other tweet being like, why isn't someone just killing Musk yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we get back to that?
I don't hear people using and I think in my feeds there's a little bit better OPSEC where people don't use the word kill. They just say things like, someone should do it.
Someone should do it. Yeah. But I'm already translating. I mean,
nobody should do it, but nobody should do it. Like I saw a good like 2-minute video the other day. It was like, guys just like, nobody should do it. He's just saying it over and over again to the point where I don't know the term for it, but it's like reverses meaning.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
Yeah. Speaking of doing it, Elon has...
Elon doesn't do it.
No, he does not do it. That's for sure. Not with that little fucked up robot penis of his. But there was some new side profile shot of him. You might have seen this.
Yeah,
where it looks like, and someone did an analysis of it, and they're pretty sure he's wearing a Kevlar vest at all times.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
Well, no, I think if we remember last summer, where we look at his body and it just looks like a Cybertruck.
Yeah.
I think his body just looks like that.
It absolutely
does. His head just did that.
It's possible he got some body modifications to get the Kevlar just inserted like subdermally.
Dude, it's going to be so funny when someone does do it and it just bounces off him because he's a robot now on the inside.
I mean, he's going to be so fucking out of his mind on ketamine or whatever. He might not even notice, to be honest. I don't know how that stuff works, but that's why he's been wearing sunglasses everywhere, because he's fucking just
He blitzed. Is going to become a Full Metal Alchemist fucking berserk villain by 2045.
It's fucking crazy. I mean, it's neat in a way that's like anime is becoming real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of always wanted that. Just need to get me like a really big sword.
We just need to finally fire those Kamehamehas that I've been practicing.
Like locally in Sacramento, there's been some cool stuff happening. They had a tenants union, Sacramento Valley tenants union.
Anyone for tenants?
And is now fully up and running. Mm-hmm. You can be a dues paying member if you want. I need to sign up for that. If you're not familiar with like tenants unions, basically what they do is it's a lot of education and advocacy, especially for like lower income or, you know, ESL folks. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like a lot of times, they just have the worst fucking landlords that are just violating their rights.
Yeah.
Because you do have some rights as a renter, as far as like, you know, things that need to get repaired around your building, that sort of thing. It's not just like eviction stuff. But in Kansas City in particular, and this, they sprung up this, their org started after the pandemic. Like they go up and they show up to like courthouses and put fucking chains on the doors when eviction court is in session and say, uh-uh. Like they are fucking sick as hell. And so I think that's where the Sac Valley folks, having not spoken to them directly and just like, you know, had conversations with people that are involved with them, I feel like that's the vibe they're going for. Like that's where they would like to get to. That mm-hmm. takes time, and it yeah. takes a lot of people have to be dedicated to the cause, but 10 to 15 people, an affinity group, if you would, if you don't know what that term is, you should look it up.
Is it a WoW thing?
Affinity group? Yeah. No, it's like an organizing like anarchist type thing of like when you're in the streets at an action, you don't need to have the 400 people in the streets to be in.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
You'd only need 3 or 4 buddies and you can accomplish great things.
Yeah. Because, yeah, much like how it flips on it for the bad reasons, people in a group could very easily be manipulated.
Yeah. Well, there's yes. And so it's like it's easier to stay ideologically aligned.
Yeah.
And not even ideologically, but just like that day's actions or whatever.
Yeah.
It stems from the idea of like, it's very easy. Like in 2020, for example, when a lot of people were in the streets, if they weren't trained in how to move through the streets, it was very easy for police to kettle large groups of people. Kettling yeah. is when they, you know, surround them on multiple sides and then basically you can't go anywhere. And so they, start to slowly arrest people and it breaks up the protest.
Yeah.
So it's easy for 50 cops to kettle 500 people. It's impossible for 50 cops to kettle 50 groups of 10 people.
Sure.
Like okay, if yeah, they, yeah, yeah. you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, if you're spread throughout, you know, whatever, just thoughts that I'm floating out there. I don't, you know, nobody should do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this. I feel like this is coming back to doing it.
Nobody should do it. This is just what the police, this is just me just passing on some information of what all these cop cities are being built for around the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just in the Atlanta forests or whatever. It's there's like 50 of them all over the country. And that's what they're training for, is because things in the next 4 years are going to continue to get worse. And by 2028, especially since there's a call for a general strike on May 1st, 2028, which might actually be a thing by that point, you know, that we could see some large scale like movement or mobilization rather. But in this case, we want it to also be organized, because mobilization without organization, as the late Kwame Ture said, is lib shit. Like, it doesn't matter if you're angry and you're in the streets, if you're not there to accomplish something.
Yeah.
Protests are there to challenge power. And if your protest doesn't, if all it does is complain mm-hmm. and everyone goes home peacefully, you didn't do shit.
Yeah. You know this more than I do, because this is your sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But it is funny just how there are some days where everyone in the nation who's like you know, not on the Nazi side, wants to be united for one day about a very general thing when things, in a country so big, we see protests work in other countries sometimes because they have way more specific goals.
Yeah.
We need to get more specific in our goals and that type of shit to do something achievable than just thinking, like, if we are just loud and annoying enough for 5 days out of 500 days.
If we don't all shop, if we get our coffee at a local coffee shop instead of Starbucks tomorrow, that will make our voices heard.
And just tomorrow.
And just for one day.
And also,
not even a targeted boycott, just like big box stores in general. Like Best Buy was on the fucking list.
Uh-huh.
Who's shopping at Best Buy?
I don't know.
If you're under the age of 50 and you're shopping at Best Buy, what the fuck are you doing? Like, how do you not have one nerd in your life that's telling you, like, you're getting fucked?
Yeah.
Like, that's a terrible, like, Newegg.com, like, has existed since the 90s. What are we doing? That boycott shit. That's kind of where, I wanted to get to with talking about, like, mobilization versus organization. Like, a one-day boycott doesn't do shit. It never will do shit.
And it's so easy to counter if you're just a troll on the other side.
Yeah. Like, anytime this has happened, and it was happening, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, especially when there was different, like, anti-trans shit getting passed.
Yeah.
Like, there was something at Target, because, like, all of these, like, hate groups were, like, targeting these box stores that would, like, limit their messaging, or, like, that would put out, like, Pride merch around June, and they'd be like, oh, we're going to not shop there or whatever. And it's like, okay, it doesn't make a difference because the other side is just going to go there. Yeah. In the same way that, like, you know, conservatives were like boycotting Bud Light or something. It's like, well, other people are buying Bud Light. You know, it's like it doesn't matter. Like,
Is that why Shane Gillis did a commercial for them to get the conservatives back to buy Bud Light?
Yeah, I think. Oh, because that was the Super Bowl commercial, right? Yeah.
And if you miss a dose, a couple of beers, don't worry. You won't. Brother, you will never miss a dose. It's kind of thing, the only thing you really remember after a while.
Dylan Mulvaney or whatever was on a can years ago.
Yeah.
So it's where you spend your money, like, you've been taught that by the liberals, that matters. And, like, yeah, it does on a certain level.
Uh-huh.
But we also, like, supply chain wise, your local grocery store cannot support your entire community if you're in a large enough area. Or if you're in a rural enough area, Walmart is the only fucking place to buy your groceries from.
Yeah.
You work, you know, 50 hours a week for your one bedroom apartment and to feed your 3 kids. You can't afford to drive an hour and a half to the next town over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that boycott shit is stupid as fuck. Like,
and you mentioned 50-hour work week. You see, like, the Apple co-CEO is like, 60-hour work week is the sweet spot of productivity.
Oh, my fucking God. There's just so much bullshit out there. It's a good thing that you folks are listening to Chaotic Pussy so you can get the truth. Because there's just so much bullshit out there. We are the only voice. We are the people's voice. Whatever, you know, they told you in...
We're the Joe Rogan of the left.
Yeah, I was thinking V for Vendetta. There's like the mouthpiece of like the government or whatever that gets killed. Yeah. we are the Joe Rogan of the left. I was just seeing some shit with Joe Rogan this morning where, you know, he's having like these finance ghouls on there. Because his whole thing, right, is where he just says, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, tell me more. Like, he just is like the most agreeable guy. He basically wakes up every morning and is like a blank slate. And so when he goes, he doesn't actually have any opinions. So when he comes in, I mean, he does, but with his guests, he's just, the reason why his show is so popular is because people just get to get on there and say whatever the fuck they want. And he's like, oh, okay. He just goes along with it. Very rarely does he challenge anybody on anything because he doesn't know anything.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
He's just a fucking moron.
Yeah.
He hosted the show where they ate bugs.
What?
Fear Factor.
Oh, okay.
He was the Fear Factor guy. And now he's like the laundering all these fucking like war criminals and like financial ghouls. Like, that's his like job now for the Empire.
Yeah.
He could have just been the guy, like telling people like they did a sick job jumping out of that helicopter into like the pool of sharks or whatever. Like, that was his thing. And he's like always been a mediocre stand-up too. That's the thing. It's like he's never been like a huge like name there. It was Fear Factor, and then it was his fucking podcast. Ugh. Man. We watched a lot of wrestling this last week.
Yeah. Elimination Chamber, and then we saw Sacramento's, AEW's, Dynamite, and Collision.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, I have only gotten back into wrestling really in the last year, mostly with you and Fox.
Yeah.
Being my my senseis, because you guys have watched, not consistently, but you are more knowledgeable from the last decade plus of wrestling. And I checked out in the early 2000s because when I was 13 years old.
Right. You know, I checked out when I was 15 in 2015, basically because I looked at the company around like, all right, I like Seth Rollins as a heel champion right now. And then he just like actually like busted his kneecap open. So I'm like, oh, this is going to Roman Reigns town. I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I left until basically Fox was a wrestling guy. I'm like, okay.
Roman Reigns was the only name I really knew for a number of years because he held the champion. He was like 4 or 5 years. He was the champion or whatever. But I knew him before that because he was constantly being pushed by the company.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted him as champion. But he was supposed to be the guy because he had the look or whatever.
And the bloodline and all that.
But his like in-ring skills weren't like there
and
or Mike whatever.
Skills.
Yeah,
and,
he couldn't cut
and
a promo.
And, no, he's, except for the rest of his stupid fucking family, he's the worst wrestler I've ever seen.
Yeah. But now everyone loves him. Drums hit.
Which so pissed me. And just like... I don't know. I was about to go to an offensive place and I'll take it back.
But he, it's, I.
Not offensive to Samoans, by the way. Just certain fans of Roman Reigns. But anyway.
We don't want to upset. Are you saying you don't want to upset our dedicated pussy eaters?
There's a lot of Down syndrome kids that would wear the Goku and then the next day Roman Reigns shirts.
It's easy to root for like the mainstream.
The guy,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I'm guilty of that too. I definitely fucking, until I was like 16, had a bunch of Superman shit because I just thought in my like autistic way, I thought it was funny that if I did have a different type of Superman shirt on like every day.
Yeah, sure. It's like your brand.
To the point where a Halloween, two friends of mine dressed as me for Halloween wearing a Superman shirt and shades and at the time khaki pants.
And when you say Superman, you mean Roman Reigns' merch or like, or just Superman?
Superman.
Oh, okay. Like just
no, Superman I never shirts. Had Roman Reigns' merch.
Because he has the Superman punch. I didn't know if that was like.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think. I mean, and the WWE does its best to remind us of this all the time, that it's the best wrestling has been in a long time. And I do think that's true. Mm. Wrestling is something that, like, for me, and I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I came back around on it in, like, 2017 because I watched that documentary, Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that, but I know Jake and his whole like path in life.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix if people want to watch it. It's just a good documentary about like, you know, when you're in a dark place, like with drugs, alcohol, whatever, and like rehabilitating your mind and body. Mm-hmm. But basically that show showed me, like got me connected on like an emotional level with wrestling again.
Yeah.
Because of the toll it takes on these guys' bodies.
Yeah.
And their mental health.
And that's why they always end up dating each other, because like they can't go anywhere because they're always traveling and doing the next fucking show.
If you're always on the road.
It's like school, pretty much. Like your dating pool is the people you see every day.
Same, yeah. So Scott Hall, RIP, was also on that show. And he also was, you know, down bad with, you know, drugs and alcohol or whatever, and was able to make a good recovery to where he was able to make a couple of live appearances on shows in the last couple of years of his life. You know, there was that one WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Where him and the other
NWO guys.
Yeah. Kevin Nash and some other guy. I forget.
Yeah.
Some piece of shit. I don't forget his name. He's
Terry something.
Terry.
Baloney.
Real American beer.
Yeah.
Baloney. Yeah.
He made another appearance and got booed the shit out of recently.
Yeah, he was on that Netflix debut of Raw. We're talking about Hulk Hogan for the uninformed. Everyone that watches wrestling now realizes that Hulk Hogan is a giant piece of shit.
Yeah. There's been enough documentaries.
Racist, sexist, homophobic.
Friend betrayer.
Union scab.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a piece of shit on every fucking
level. And literally would just dump other people's careers to Vince to put himself.
Just a simp for the fucking boss. Just an absolute fucking loser.
Yeah.
God, I hope he has, like, the worst fucking heart attack.
It's like J.D. Vance in a way.
But, yeah, after watching that documentary, I went back and watched a bunch of old wrestling. And I think as an adult watching it, realizing how big and how strong these guys are and seeing them perform these incredible athletic feats and nobody's breaking a bone.
Yeah.
That kind of triggered something in my head. As someone who's always considered themselves like a strength athlete to some extent, you know, like I'm a weightlifter. I don't necessarily care to compete, but, like, I understand the dedication it takes to get big and strong.
Yeah.
Let alone be able to do a fucking backflip and land on another man and everyone walks away.
Whereas I'm very, like, Jafar and Scar, very, very thin and gay. I like the performance, the theatrics of the wrestling story.
Don't get me wrong. I am also...
Well, you like the meat.
I love the meat, but I also love the yapping, too. The yapping is also very good. Need I remind you, I was in Santa Claus in the school play in first grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I was a man of theater myself. I just realized that was for the gays at a certain point.
Yeah.
I already had too many extracurriculars with, like, sports.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't a sports guy, I probably would have done theater.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, a lot of that stuff when you're in school, they want you to, like, stay late or, like, wake up early. And it's I want to get out of class. I don't want to have to stick around longer. I got video games to play.
I know. I loved in senior year. I was done at 12:20 every day.
God, that's so sick. I mean, I was also done at 12:20. I had three more classes to go to.
you were done.
I was just done. I think I graduated. I think my last semester's GPA was like a 1.7.
Nice.
And I graduated like a 3.2. Because I was just like, I'm already in college. You're making me take all these classes just so you get a fucking paycheck.
Yeah.
No, thank you. But yeah, I got back into wrestling just because, yes, meaty man slapping me. I love I do love the drama. It's very fun seeing guys be both fake mad and real mad at each other at times.
Yeah. The biggest thing that's changed from me being 15 to now is mainly the women's wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
Because 15, I was like on my way out as it was getting better.
Yeah.
But now it's like real and like honestly, 8 times out of 10, more compelling storyline than the men.
I can jerk off and also be extremely impressed with their athletic ability.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, like, both them being better and they themselves are kind of also just hotter than the ones back then. But they are, like, better wrestling and better for wrestling.
I think the attractiveness of female wrestlers is just changed with the times. In the same way that it has for the men. Like, men used to be just steroided freaks.
Yeah, sure.
But now you get, like, very svelte, like, handsome guys in there that, like,
with nice trim beards and long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would both, you know, fuck the shit out of you and your boyfriend. And you're like, I can get turned on by that.
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend, whatever you're into. Yeah.
I remember 2009 was peak blonde hair, fake tits.
Yeah.
But then by 2013, we're all ass men now.
Well, that's the thing is, like, it always blew my mind because, like, you know, the Trish Stratuses who had a match at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
She looked great.
Yeah.
But both physically and in, like, you know, in the ring.
In the ring, yeah.
Toronto gal, I think that's where it was, right?
Yeah.
And so specifically with women's wrestling, almost everyone is like has visible muscle mass now. And that was not the case 20 years ago.
No.
It was just thin women that could maybe do a backflip.
With your handful of exceptions that Fox would like me to point out, like China, the Beth Phoenix.
Who's the first black woman wrestler that was like the champion?
Jacqueline.
Yeah. Yes, Jacqueline was incredible. Like, yes, there was always the exceptions, but like even at that, even with those women though, like there were storylines, they were making fun of them for being manly. Jacked, like, you know, wrestling, historically speaking, has not been a very welcoming place.
No.
At least not on like the national scale. There was always smaller indies that were more accepting.
Yeah.
But that culture has shifted greatly in recent years. Insofar as that even like yapping about it with neighbors the other day, I think I was telling you, talking about wrestling, and a guy's like, yeah, I just wish they would take the politics out of it. It's like, what? Because like,
what politics?
because the woman is allowed to body slam someone now and you can't call her a bitch afterwards? Like, what is the fucking politics, bro?
Or are you... Because if you want to think about it, like, the chairman's... wife is now the secretary of education or something.
Yeah, take the politics out of it. Meanwhile, these people all hold now like positions in Trump's cabinet.
Yeah.
And are literally dismantling, yeah, all of these departments. Dude, Linda McMahon being the secretary of education is crazy.
That's so funny.
Like, that's fucking wild. Does she have a degree in education or something? Like, why is she the education lady?
I doubt it.
Well, that's fucking insane.
But yeah, just, yeah, wrestling's in a much better place now, even though, like, I still think, and I think most people would generally agree, and this is a very whatever statement, but, like, Attitude Era, for me, is still, like, peak enjoyment, because, like, the environment of the crowd, and even though the crowd, yeah, back then was probably way less accepting, I feel like now is better because the product is better, but it's in a place where wrestling is not as, like, integrated into other, like, parts of, like, mainstream media as much to me. Like, otherwise, the only place you see wrestlers now is, like, either John Cena or The Rock in a movie, or maybe the occasional Slim Jim commercial.
As opposed to,
like, you know, Time Cop 4 or
other
Universal Soldier 4, rather. But yeah. And other things, I feel like, you know, and the whole WrestleMania started with Mr. T and Lauper being involved and all that.
Yeah, I mean, well, wrestling still does that. We just don't see it because we're old. It's like they get influencers out. You know, like, I Show Speed was on the Rumble or whatever.
I guess it's more so things are coming to wrestling because I think wrestling is a more acceptable thing to like now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So other things are coming in, whereas you don't see wrestling outside of wrestling.
Yes, just like all nerdy things. Like, now it can just be its own nerdy thing rather than it needing to be in a movie, which, who gives a fuck about movies? Although, shout outs to No Other Land for winning all those fucking Oscars. Did they just win the one?
I think it was Best International Film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole story there is that, like, it didn't get any distribution in the States.
She does have a degree in education,
actually. Oh, she does. Okay. Yeah. So she maybe she taught in a classroom once 40 years ago or something. But yeah, so we watched Elimination Chamber, which was fucking sick. We got together with Fox. It's wrestling is always more fun with friends because it's like theater. It's meant to be a shared experience for sure.
I would do a whole thing if we were like to do it like the day after, but it's not long past, but I still, at the time, feel like the whole John Cena heel now, what?
Yeah.
Just because I saw John Cena on TV when I was 5 years old.
Yes, it was very fun bearing witness to both you and Fox losing your collective minds about it.
Yeah.
Because you guys are just so funny. I mean, I've always, like, John Cena for me is the memes.
Absolutely.
I never really saw him wrestle. I was stopped watching before he was
Super Cena.
Yeah, I don't think I even saw a Thugonomics Cena.
Okay.
Like, I have now because everything's on the internet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was out way before that. So, to know that this is, you know, a lot of people's quote-unquote childhood hero, shout-outs to R-Truth.
Like,
I want to see what the R-Truth promo is because I think R-Truth's on SmackDown. I want to see what his promo is now that Cena is a bad guy.
Yeah.
I bet that's going to be incredible. Does R-Truth go bad guy now because he just mimics?
Maybe.
But yeah, it's a fun time to be into this nonsense just because, yeah, it's, I don't know. It feels fresh and it feels new. It feels like it's paying honor to what has come before. And there's just so many old guys that are there still doing it on like a high level. That's really cool. And at the same time, also putting over all the young guys and gals that, you know, are going to be there in the future.
I think also watching wrestling does shorten your refractory period.
Like, you're just ready to fucking, like, just seeing all that meat slapping meat, you're just all jacked up.
Yeah. I think, are you not?
A little bit. Yeah. I will say, seeing that Lucha match last night at AEW was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, the 101. Dralístico versus Hologram.
Yes, Hologram versus Dralístico.
Yeah. That shit rules.
Yeah, Olympia versus Rudo. I think Olympia is
Technico.
Yeah. Well, Olympia also means clean.
Clean, yeah.
So those are the names for like face in like lucha wrestling. And then, El Rudo. I think at some point, because there was also one match that was after the AEW stuff. It was a Ring of Honor match.
Yeah, with the six-man tag lucha match.
Yeah, I think there was, if I remember right, that was at like hour four of wrestling, so my brain was fried.
Yeah.
But I think I remember hearing someone just yell out, "El Rudo!" when the heels were doing some shit. Yeah, wrestling owns. I think for when we go to Raw, you know, which is incredible that that's the one before WrestleMania, and that we might get to see like a Cena.
Punk, Cena, and maybe The Rock because it's right before Mania.
Yeah, who knows? Because, yeah, I don't know how that works with SmackDown that week. Like,
I don't know.
I wonder because Mania is Saturday, Sunday.
I imagine wrestling is big, or WWE rather, is big enough where they could actually have tickets to fill up.
They'll probably have SmackDown that same, it'll be at the same venue that WrestleMania is at. They probably booked the venue for 4 days, if I had to guess, for SmackDown through Raw. Yeah. I don't know. It's been a fun fucking week doing a bunch of nerd ass shit.
Yeah.
This has been Steven, a.k.a. Mr. Dream.
Cameron, a.k.a. Winning Time.
Production. Till next time, pussy eaters.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right.
I did. I don't know if you want to bring this to the pod, but I feel like the shit, and maybe you could add to the dialogue of this, where I know people who hate gay people for being gay.
Yeah.
And yet, I feel like the way that they view gay people, how do they not also hate Trump, Vance, and Musk for the same reasons?
Because they're the gayest president and vice president of all time.
Right.
We have a couple of flaming queens in the White House.
Yeah, you know, you have J.D. Vance, like, crying, telling, you know, Zelensky to, like, did you say thank you once? And then you have Trump putting on makeup while eating, you know, steak, you know, well done with ketchup.
Yeah.
And then you have Musk, who won't even touch a pussy.
Yeah.
So if all these guys hate gay people, why do they glaze these three guys?
They're
outside of economic reasons, I guess.
They're not just gay. They're also huge babies. They're gay. Yeah. They're gay babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've told me this numerous times. Like, you know, you try not to, you know, make assumptions about baby sexuality.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I will actually support that. Yeah.
You've told me that numerous times. Yeah. Like, you know, but yeah, these are some of the gayest babies I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, they're true.
So fucking gay and such fucking babies. They just don't stop whining.
Yeah.
Free speech is back. And then at the same time, and this is the thing Linda was posting about today or yesterday, talking about, you know, that if you protest on a college campus, we're going to fucking kill you. Like, it used to just be, well, now it's not just the students that are getting in trouble. They're talking about the reason why this is a big deal is because they were already clearly able to punish students, but now the universities themselves
can punish students.
The universities themselves will get in trouble from the federal government. Okay. So it's like really putting the pressure on universities to beat the shit out of their own students and call the cops on their own students for peacefully protesting and saying, hey, I'm sick of seeing brown dead babies on my feed every morning.
And this all leads back to, why doesn't... Just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, the gay babies.
God. We should sign off there before we get the FBI or CIA further on our cases.
What, you don't want the male body inspectors on us?
The male body inspectors. We're at the show last night and there's MIBs, you know, the security guards or whatever. Cameron leans over to me and he's like, dyslexia just kicked in. Are those the male body inspectors? Just going up to like some poor rent-a-cop being like, what are you, gay?
Yeah. Well, also like they fucking told us to move because we were like, oh, in the
that's
shot.
Right. That's why you were. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. We were sitting like one step up above our assigned seats and an old fucker came around after we had been sitting there for like an hour plus.
Half, yeah.
It was like, you guys can't sit up here. And we're like, oh, okay. And that's why. Okay. So then your brain was like, how do I get back at these fuckers? Fucking fags. God damn it. But wrestling is gay, and I love it because it's gay, and I'm gay.
You sound like Grink drunk.
I'm gay. I'm gay, and I might punch you if you are a big gay baby.
Dude,
so.
Musk, we punching yo.
I'm not gay. I am gay.
I am gay, we punch yo.
We punch yo.